This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank the station for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast. And secondly, as in the past, I certainly want to invite the comments and suggestions and criticism for those who may be listening to our program. I might add that if you have any particular subject you think should be discussed in light of current affairs, or any legislative matter that you feel should be discussed, I certainly trust that you will convey this information to me, because we want to make our programs of interest, and of course we want to make them factual and fast-moving so that you'll have some idea of what's happening in Congress. Now, I said fast-moving. This certainly isn't descriptive of the way Congress is moving at this time. In fact, there is more and more speculation that Congress will be in session perhaps all year. As one of the junior members of Congress, far be it from me to predict when we will adjourn, though I do understand from discussions with some of those who perhaps should know that we will be here many, many weeks to come. Now, on last Friday, many Republican members discussed farm legislation, in fact, wheat legislation before the Wheat Subcommittee, of which I am a member. As I have discussed prior here too on this program, on May 23, 2 days after the referendum, a bill along the lines worked out by myself, along with the cooperation of Congressman Albert Quay of Minnesota and Congressman Don Short of North Dakota, was introduced by 20 Republican members. I might add that this legislation was worked on many, many weeks prior to the May 21 referendum, and was introduced on May 23, not simply as a political expedient, because we had been working on this long before the farmers made their decision on May 21st. But at any rate, on last Friday, I made a statement to our Wheat Subcommittee, of which I'm a member. Congressman Short also testified, and Congressman Quay was a chief spokesman for the entire group. Two other Kansans have introduced similar legislation, Congressman Bill Avery and also Congressman Bob Ellsworth. I really feel that the legislation introduced by the 20 members of Congress on May 23rd does represent a significant improvement over any program advanced by the administration. While some of the 20 bills introduced vary in certain details and in certain areas, the basic principles involved in all the measures are the same. And actually, there are about four basic principles. First, the program would be voluntary. Price support and diversion payments would be available only to those who retire acreage from production. If a person didn't want to come into the program, he would not have to participate in the program. And I do believe that if we've learned anything from the May 21 referendum, it is that the wheat farmers of America want a voluntary program. And this is true, of course, the wheat farmers in Kansas. A second basic principle is that our program would require land retirement and conservation as a condition of eligibility for program benefits. A minimum 20% would be required, with an optional and additional 30% reduction allowed. And I might add that for those who would retire their land for periods of 3 to 5 years, there is an incentive payment paid, because we feel that the only answer, or at least one answer, is to keep the land out of production for long periods of time. The third basic principle is that it would use only payment in kind for making diversion payments. The Secretary could, however, advance the producer cash in anticipation of the sale of grain, but there would be no direct payments as provided under the present feed grain program. And the fourth basic principle is that our program is based on a market economy. The CCC release price for surplus grain and inventory could not be less than 105% of current support price plus reasonable carrying charges. And when the supply of grain is back to a normal supply, this release price would be 115% of the current support price plus reasonable carrying charges, and Commodity Credit Corporation would be required to make equivalent market purchases for grain which has been sold as being out of condition. Now, let me say that we've had hearings now for several days in our wheat subcommittee, and as I told the chairman, the subcommittee chairman, last Friday, I think our committee should now meet, our subcommittee should meet in executive session, make a determination whether or not we will have wheat legislation, and should find out from the administration if they intend to support wheat legislation. Year after year, the wheat farmers of America become involved in a guessing game with Congress, and the loser is always the wheat producer in winter wheat areas, who many times works the ground and sows his wheat without knowing just what the program may be. And I say we should make it clear to the farmer whether or not there will be wheat legislation, and then let him know one way or the other. And I think it's about time that the administration forgets the defeat on May 21st and makes a real effort to join with other members of Congress, Republican members, in supporting a reasonable program. Thanks for listening. Our time is up.